Blog Talk Radio.
I haven't seen all there is to see, but I've seen quite a bit. I've seen things I'll always remember, some things I wish that I could forget. I haven't quite been around the world, but I've been around the block. I know that distances are meaningless, like the hands that move around the clock. And I know that love is everywhere, always safe, always true. And exactly where it comes from is where it's going to. Your heart to mine, my heart to yours. Talk about opening windows, talk about opening doors. My heart to yours, your heart to mine. Love is a light that shines from heart to heart. Like diamonds in the heavens, enough to brighten the darkest of night. There's another side to sorrow, as there is to everything. Like the other side of loneliness, it's falling in love again. And then you know that there's an answer to the suffering you see. And though it is still as simple as you and me. And you know the love is everywhere, always safe, always true. And exactly where it comes from is where it's going to. Your heart to mine,
your heart to mine,
my heart to yours.
My heart to yours.
Talk about opening windows,
talk about opening doors.
My heart to yours,
my heart to yours,
your heart to mine,
your heart to mine.
Love is a light that shines from heart to heart. Your heart to mine,
your heart to mine,
my heart to yours,
my heart to yours.
Talk about opening windows,
talk about opening doors.
My heart to yours,
my heart.
Everyone, this is Pat Rivers with River Spirit Messages. I have Amelia Palumba with me here, and once again we're here for our Sunday evening prayer, our prayer group, and I want to welcome you all for being here. Any of you who don't want to go on the air, you can go to the chat and put your prayer request into the chat. We'll be more than happy to pray for you there or discuss whatever it is you want to talk about, and there's just so much to be grateful for. This has been a crazy, crazy time in America, because I know we have people from other places that listen in from time to time. And I'm just so glad the election's over with and the president's been inaugurated, and there's just a lot to be grateful for. Our country has a lot of issues, but I truly believe love is the greatest power, the greatest energy. And the more that we put that out to the universe, the more it's going to just ripple throughout everyone's lives, whether they're wanting it to or whether they're aware of it, it works. So, Amelia, how are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well.
Great.
And extremely
hopeful. We've got Lisa there, so if we want to bring Lisa on the line, see how she's doing.
Hello. Hello.
Hey, Lisa. How are
nice
you?
Nice to be here.
Uh-oh,
well, I'm talking like a truck driver because I got bronchitis again. And
oh,
so,
oh
that's no
but
fun.
I'm getting over it. I went and got taken care of, got more antibiotics, and so hopefully this will be the end of it.
Right.
Nice to be here, though. Nice to
oh,
be here.
Oh, glad you're here.
Thank
yeah,
you.
And, I'm so glad you are here. We there's just so much going on in the world, and I tell you what, Amelia, Lisa, whichever one y'all want to go first, let's just get this going. And Lisa, if you don't feel well, just drop off at any time. You do not have to stay on here. I want people to understand that. When the show starts, it's just usually a few people. Then we have, you know, several people will come on. They never even, when we go to their number, they don't want to even be on the air. And we've got people that stay on the whole show like that. They don't say a word. They're just there. So conversely, if you need to go, you don't feel well, just we'll do your prayers and just go rest or just do whatever.
Oh,
you
my
want.
God. Thank
yeah.
you. Now, I feel very comforting. This is very comforting, but thank you. I might support the prayer at a certain point, you know, just
right.
But I'll talk. I'll always just talk.
Okay.
I mean, when it's my turn, you know, and let you know what I'm doing, yeah.
Okay. I tell you what, let me go first so I don't forget, please. You know how my memory is?
Sure.
I had a concussion, 19 years ago? My horse hit me in my left temporal and left frontal lobe in my head, and it obliterated my short-term memory. So I don't want to forget this. There's a friend of mine on Facebook that his daughter has been in intensive care. Her name's Jennifer. And he put a post on there that he's so proud of her, that she has inspired so many people with her fight for life. The doctors are amazed and shocked at her recovery, that she's a total inspiration to all the hospital staff, all her friends and family, because no one, I guess, expected her to make it. He didn't go into details what's wrong. He said, but please, I want to thank all of you who have been praying for her continued progress. Please continue praying, because she's now gone from intensive care to a private room. So, of course, I asked him, I said, do I have permission to pray? And he goes, of course you do. That's what warriors do. So, because if you've been on Facebook, my icon's a female warrior. Anybody who reads my post knows I'm a warrior. So I'd like to pray for Jennifer. I'm not going to say her last name, but I just want to pray for healing energy for her to continue, that she'll get well and can go home. I think she's been in the hospital for a pretty long time. And like I said, the odds were against her, and she's pulling through. So if we could all pray for Jennifer, I'd sure appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you all so much. I just know prayers never go, you know, we have our ideas of what we want in life, and so there's been quite a few times I've prayed for a certain thing to happen, and it doesn't happen. I have to realize that that's out of my control, and I always end up praying. I learned years and years ago to pray for the highest good, because we don't always have the answers and know for ourselves or for other people or animals that we love. We don't know the highest good. So instead of impending our will on ourselves or others, I mean, if you have an intention that you know that you want to pray for to make a change, but just we always have to realize that at some point, everything we want is not always the best for us. So I just want to throw that out there. Okay, Amelia?
Yes, thank you. I would like to offer a prayer of gratitude for keeping the first family safe during this last inauguration, and many of the attendees safe and secure, and also to request comfort and peace to a lot of the victims of the very violent protests that were going on at the same time on the streets of Washington, D.C. There's a lot of bullying and injuries, arson, vandalism, you name it, it went on, and the police were really not prepared okay? And they really couldn't take on people the way they normally would because they were outnumbered. So really they were just trying to keep the crowds at abeyance and in control as much as they could. You know, there were several arrests made. But it's, again, gratitude and to bring comfort and peace to all the victims that had harm done to them. So if you could join me in that prayer, I appreciate it.
Okay. Yeah, there were quite a few police officers injured, non-life-threatening, but they were having to go to the hospital. People throwing rocks at their heads. There were head injuries for at least 6 to 12 different police officers. I want to throw that in there. Okay.
Thank you for joining me in this prayer.
You do know that the head of the police of D.C. was told to tell the officers to stand down to any Black Lives Matter protesters, to not engage, let them do whatever they wanted to do. They actually hurt women. They had women that were bleeding that were scratched by Black Lives Matter's female fingernails, scratching them and hitting them in the face. And the cops, when they were brought up, we're told, we have been told to hands off the Black Lives Matters. We're supposed to go after other protesters, but if there are Black Lives Matters, hands off. So that's,
no,
that's
and the other thing that happened, people that I didn't know this firsthand from a very good friend of mine who lives in Arizona, two of her husband's sisters, who are school teachers in Virginia, had tickets to go to the inauguration. And they left, I don't know, at 5 in the morning to catch a 7 o'clock train to get in. And they could not get through the crowds. And anybody that was attempting to walk through or push through the crowds was being thrown down on the ground and beat up. And the cops were, you know, they couldn't do anything because they were just too many people, you know. So there were a lot of people that tried to get in to attend that had tickets that couldn't, that just couldn't get through if they got there after a certain time.
Yep, that's what's called anarchy. So that was, these people are bought and paid for to do this. They get bonuses for more, they have actually have like groups, okay, and they have leaders of the groups that have pen and paper, and whoever of their group is physically violent towards others, they get a bonus. And they keep up with how many encounters they have, and they get paid $50 an hour plus bonuses. So you have to realize what we're dealing with here. Okay, Lisa, let's go to you.
Oh, thank you. I am taking a class this week, and it doesn't start till 8:30, so I have plenty of time to get there. And I had to, because it's in another town, I had to take a motel, and I do have my dog, and I had to save money. So when I checked in at this Motel 6, I checked it thoroughly online, you know, for Yelp reviews and everything, and it came out, you know, the best deal as far as, you know, what I can afford and, you know, clean. And but it just seems like there are some creepy guys here, and I'm just praying. My prayer request would be that I'm safe and for the week that I'm here for classes, and you know, just that I've been putting, you know, protective light around me and calling on my guardian angels. And so that would be my prayer, that I'm safe and I will go quiet. And thank you in advance for joining me in that prayer.
Okay.
And thank you, everybody, for that prayer.
Can you take your dog with you to the class?
No, I can't. I have to leave
crate
her here at the
and put it in the bathroom or anything?
Yeah, I put her in the bathroom.
I'm talking about take her with you.
Oh, no. The class itself is safe. It's just here.
I don't like her being by herself in a hotel room.
Oh. Well, I'm going to be checking on her. And, like, right now we're going to go walking. And
your class is close to the Motel 6?
It's close by. And I'm going to come down for lunch and, you know, walk her. And
okay.
She travels with me all the time. And we have our routine.
If the guys are, like, close by, you can always call management and ask for another room. Get, on the other side or something.
Yeah. They're sold out. And because there's a big gem and mineral show and some other events this time of year. So I called in enough. I hate staying. Believe me, I hate overnight accommodations. I just don't like it. And I wish, you know, if I could stay at the Ritz-Carlton, I'd be more than happy.
Right. Well, today's world doesn't even really matter anymore, you know?
I wonder.
Yeah. You might be worse off at a place like that because they think you have a lot of jewelry or something. Who knows?
Oh, yeah.
You'll be okay. You'll be all right.
Thank you.
Horrible feelings.
Thank you.
Keep loving
you.
There.
Okay, yeah.
Let's see. We lost a caller. Okay, let me see. I want to pray. I don't know how to word this. I'm a Libra. My motto in life is live and let live. Okay, you do your thing, I'll do mine. But I tell you what, I'm getting to this point in my life. I don't know if it's lack of hormones or I'm just fed up. But I'm having a hard time I don't want to call it stupid people. I don't know how exactly to word this. I'm just having a hard time with lunacy, I guess is the right way to put it. Just like this woman march, it was not a march for empowering women. It was a bitch session. It was a political session. And when you see some of the photos and the things, I'm totally appalled that my gender would be attached to anything like that. And so I'm having a hard time. Usually I read a post and just blow it off and go on. You know, I don't hold on to things. I'm not emotionally attached to that much in my life except for my family, friends, and animals. I'm not emotionally attached. But I don't know if I'm just tired or what, but I'm having a hard time disassociating from some of this idiocy in politics right now. So I just want to pray. It's not patience that I need. I need my balance. It's not even balance because I'm not unbalanced. I just need, maybe I need more of my sense of humor back. No, because I'm laughing at them. I don't know the right word. Just pray that I can still emotionally detach from the turmoil. That's what I'm praying for. Thank you. Thank you all so much. I'm sorry. Oh, my God.
I don't know if I should ask.
I'm so sorry. Maybe I'm just losing my mind.
You got to understand something, Lisa. I called Pat, I don't know, 3 hours, 4 hours ago. And for the first time, she had to listen to me go off on a rant. Okay, instead of the other way around.
Oh, how cute. I love that.
And she was laughing. She said, you know, Amelia, you got to try and keep your sense of humor. That's why I was laughing at this prayer request.
Well, you know what? I don't know if y'all are on Facebook. I don't know, Lisa, if you're on Facebook, but I put a post on there a few minutes ago. I'm still just shaking my head over it. It's a woman at this protest. She has made herself a costume okay? It's like something you see at Mardi Gras.
Oh, my gosh. Yes,
but
I saw that.
Is a vagina, and what it is, it's on the front of her, and her head would be like the clitoris, and she's got this, it's pink, and it's got all the little, I'm a registered nurse that worked at a woman's hospital, so I've seen that
very,
part of the
anatomically correct, Lisa.
Yeah.
There were no parts left on.
And she's walking around like she's the face of a vagina. And
oh, my God.
I wrote on the post, I am speechless. For me to be speechless is the first. It really is worth 1,000 words. But I'm that's what I'm saying. I cannot comprehend the lunacy. This is what I'm telling you. This is mental illness. This is not, this is on the verge of insanity. I'm shaking my head, you know, at some of the stuff. But anyway, do we have anybody in chat?
There are a few folks in chat. I asked if there were any prayer requests, and I haven't gotten any requests yet.
Okay, good. All right, well, let's see. I forget where we are. I guess it's your turn to pray, Amelia.
Okay, thank you. Again, it's coming.
I have to mute myself. Keep talking.
It's a combination prayer, prayer of thanks because it's something that I've been asking for, I know Pat's been asking for a long time now, for light to be brought to those who are awakening, okay, to the different truths and the disclosures that are being made. You know, they're dealing with a lot of different emotions right now, from shock to disbelief to dismay to anger, fear, the whole gamut. And I guess my prayer is to say thank you for shining the light on certain things, and also a request to bring some comfort and peace and balance to those that are awakening to the truth, and for them not to be afraid. Because there are things that we need to be made aware of so that positive changes can be made. So that would be my prayer.
Okay.
Thank you for joining me.
Thank you. Okay, Lisa.
Well, I would ask for prayers for heavenly guidance on the direction I need to go with my relationship with my significant other. And I'll just go quiet now. Thank you. And thank you for that prayer support. Thank you, everybody.
Has he been to the doctor? Does he need to go to the doctor?
You know, he might. He's one of those that doesn't believe in it.
Okay. All right. I'd like to pray, please, for my mom, Lenny, L-E-N-N-I-E. I pray for her almost every week. I mean, I pray for her all the time, but on our group here. She's still out in Arizona with my brother, and I was hoping this is going to be like this great vacation for him. My brother's a lawyer, and he's preparing for this huge case. So he flew mom there to answer the phones and run the office because he and his wife, who's his paralegal, are busy with this case. And poor mom, when I talk to her, I feel like she's still under a lot of stress. So just please pray that she can find a way to enjoy the time she's out there and it not be stress, and that she finds some peace. My poor mom, it's been a rough time for her, so that's what I'd pray for. Thank you. Thank you all so much. Okay, Amelia?
I'd like to request a prayer of protection. We've got some major storms coming up in Florida that are traveling up the East Coast. They're talking about tornado winds and hurricanes and flooding tonight, tomorrow, into Tuesday. So just a prayer of protection to keep people safe.
This is Florida
coming up the East Coast. Florida.
California, they're having evacuations again from huge flooding there in California. There's another huge storm in California, largest in California history, they're saying. So I just want to throw that in there with your prayers for weather, people being protected.
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I figured we'd pray for the whole country that way.
May as well.
We're powerful.
We've talked about this. There's a lot of earthquakes going on. There are phenomenon going on that we haven't seen, and some of it's brand new, and some of it's, you know, we haven't seen in a while. But there's a lot of, you know, mudslides and high winds and flooding going on, just to keep people as safe as they can be under those circumstances.
Okay.
Thank you for joining me in that prayer.
Thank you. You know, the good thing about California is they're out of their drought now that they've been in forever. Except for a couple little places, they're out of their drought. So that's great. Okay, Lisa. And then we have a Skype caller that we'll go to after Lisa.
Okay. Thank you. I would just ask for prayer support for my son, Tyler, that he continue doing well and that things go well for him on his path, walking with God. And I'll go quiet now. Thank you. And thank you for that prayer.
You know, look at his energy, because I've known you in a while. It's just been such, what they're saying is, it's just such a renewal of his spirit. There's a part of him at times, he's almost giddy like a kid in a candy store.
Wow.
He's really going through, you know, most people go through that periods of their life where they just feel like their burdens are lifted, or they find that ecstasy or that bliss. In their life, and that's what they're saying. He's just had such a renewal of his spirit. I'm really happy to see that.
Oh, thank you, God, and thank you for sharing that. Thank you.
Yeah. He may not talk about it, but every now and then it just hits him. He just laughs to himself for no reason. He just gets really happy. So I feel that shift in his energy. So that's good.
Oh yes, thank you.
Okay. Well, can we have a new caller? Did you want to come on our? A Skype caller.
Hi, ladies. This is
Hey, who's
Jane.
This?
This is Jane. How are you doing, Pat?
Oh, good. How are you, Jane?
I'm doing okay.
Great. Did you have a prayer?
Well, I need prayers and healing. I'm being bullied at work.
Okay. I know you, don't you? I know you, right? I know you.
Yes.
You're
yes,
from
I had a meeting with you.
Yeah, that's
I'm from Canada.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. I just want to make sure I knew who you were. I didn't want to blow it for you. I don't know what you wanted to say on the air or not, but I know your energy. I know your name and everything. Yeah. I don't know
yeah.
if you've been on the prayer before. I can't remember. But just what we do is just ask for one prayer, like help at work or whatever it is. And when you feel the energy subsides, like 10 seconds, 20 seconds, whatever, just say thank you and we go to the next person. I don't want to be the one in charge of cutting a prayer off. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah, okay.
You'll feel the energy. You'll feel the energy stronger at first, and then you'll feel it kind of start easing up. So go ahead with your prayer. Yeah, we're so happy you called, and we'll do what we can here. So what's your prayer?
I don't have one.
With coworkers?
I just need. I'm still working at the same place and still being bullied.
My goodness.
Okay. Yeah, even by superiors. So.
Oh. Because that's been at least a year ago.
Oh yeah, it's been longer than a year. Even, you know, I've reported to my manager, but nothing is being done about it. And the bad behavior continues.
Yeah, since we talked about it. Okay, well, we're going to pray for protection, and that people will have an open mind and an open heart when it comes to dealing with you, and that the truth of you is shown to them. How about that?
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. The name Daniel or David's coming through real strongly. Is there a guy that you work with those initials?
Daniel or David? No. There's
none.
With a D?
I heard Daniel so loud and clear. So, you know, they show me past, present, and future. I'm not doing readings here, but just that energy is so strong. So I don't know if you know someone or with that name, but that name's coming into your life some kind of way. I don't know what that means.
I don't know anyone at this time by the name. A male or a female? Oh.
I'm sorry?
That would be a male, right? Daniel.
Well, I heard
there's a Daniel.
Yeah. Do you have a Danielle that you work with?
It's in another office. I think there's a Danielle in another office in another province.
I still feel like it's a male energy man, but we'll see what happens.
I know you mentioned David before, I think, on my reading. I think you may have mentioned that before, I think.
Well, that's just so strong. This is Daniel, and they say David. So that energy is really strong around you.
Yeah.
See what happens, huh? That's interesting. Okay. Well, thank you. If you want to hold on, we just keep going until people, you can hang up anytime you want. You can stay on the whole time, just whatever makes you happy. There's no right or wrong here. So if you'd like, if you have other prayers, that's great. We'll keep praying for each other. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Prayers are powerful. I'd like to pray for our bottom line finders, the group from Afghanistan, their soldiers that have off and on come into this group. We haven't heard from them in a while, and I just, the mother hen in me, I just want one of them to reach out and say what's happened with them. Please pray for all of our soldiers everywhere. Just pray for all of them. My nephew James is home, and he's on vacation. And Patrick is stuck in, where is he, Taiwan? Their ship that he was on, his cruiser, he's in the Navy, had trouble, and they're at port. And he's a helicopter pilot, and he's having to fly people back and forth that don't even know how to fix anything, he said. So they're stuck somewhere. I think it's not Saigon. I think it's Taiwan. They're stuck. But anyway, prayers for all of our soldiers, please. That's what I'm praying for. Thank you. And for our group to please get in contact with us, so I know that Amelia and I worry about them. So I'm just a mother hen. Can't help myself. Thank you. Thank you all so much. Thank you. Okay, Amelia?
Yes, I'd like to offer a prayer of peace and comfort for those going through periods of grief, whether it be from loss of life of a loved one, or there's so many ways that grief manifests itself. It could be the loss in a relationship, the loss of a home, or a situation at work. It's an emotion that is different for everyone and manifests itself in a lot of different ways. Pat, Pat knows because I've been telling her, there's just so many friends that have lost parents, children, close friends in the last 2 weeks. And I'd just like to offer up a prayer for some comfort and peace and balance for them all. And that they allow themselves the time to heal and that they love and the joy that they felt for the person and bring them some comfort.
Okay.
Thank you for joining me in that prayer.
Okay, thank you, Amelia. Okay, Lisa?
I'd like to pray for my son, Conrad Michael, and that he just continue his walk with God. And I'll go quiet. Thank you. Thank you, everybody, for joining me in that prayer.
Thank you. Okay, Jane, did you have another prayer?
Not at the moment.
Okay. All right, thank you. I'm going back to Americans. I still just can't get this out of my head. There was a post on Facebook at the same Women's March, and this gives you an example of the hypocrisy. And I can't even come up with the right term. Let me just tell you what the post said. Okay, there's two liberal women standing there. One of them says, F you, you F and F. Okay? This is a woman's empowerment movement, supposedly. The other one said, we will crush you, in capital letters, was crush you with empathy. I don't know which one is worse. We will crush you with empathy. The hypocrisy. The fact that people can't read that and understand that that doesn't even compute. I mean, you can't even, how are you're going to crush people with empathy. They don't even understand the violent context, or they do understand the violent context, but that it's such a dichotomy of what they're saying. I'm telling you, I'm having a hard time with this. There's a disconnect in some of these people's brains, and I'm not being funny. I'm a registered nurse. I have a major in psychology. I'm not a psychologist, but I have 40-something hours in psychology. There's something wrong here. There's something wrong with the worldview. There's something wrong with the way people are processing information. I don't know if they're really brainwashed. I don't know if they're ignorant, illiterate, uneducated, undereducated, ill-informed, uninformed. I don't know if they're in denial, delusional. I really don't know. I'm not going to sit here and diagnose them, but that is an example of the emotions that so many of these people are expressing. And you see, what's happened is the globalists, the New World Orders, George Soros and his gang of thugs, they're winning. They do not have to fire a bullet. They are going to take America down from the inside out by dividing people and making us turn on one another. And they're winning. So we have to counteract this. I don't know how exactly to do it. We have a lot of work to do, but I'm telling you right now, it's just beginning. The war for people's minds, which affects their heart and spirit, is a full-blown World War III for people's minds. Because if you can control people's minds, then you've got total control over their actions. And this is what's happening. So I want to pray, please, that the light of God, Creator, Spirit, our divine intervention, our angels, our guardians, will somehow shine through. And let me put it to you this way. If people truly, with an open mind and full knowledge of what they're saying, believe that's one thing. for people to just join a bandwagon and get on with another group, and they're not really thinking about what they're doing or understanding what they're doing. They're just following the crowd and making noise and creating all this disharmony and violence and all this bad negative energy just because they don't know what they're doing. That's a different ball game. It's still negative and it's still a low vibration, but people who are consciously choosing to create violence and terrorism, they have to be stopped because that's a conscious choice. So that's where the war begins for people's minds. And so I'm just going to pray that every single person has a guardian angel, a guide, teachers. We all have spirit beings attached to us to help us. I'm just going to pray that there's so much love and so much light that pours through from Creator to these guardians, that these guardians, like a laser beam, can channel that love and light and knowledge into people's brains, illuminate their minds, and let them have their aha moment, go, why am I carrying this sign that says, I will crush you with empathy? That's kind of stupid. That doesn't even make sense. This is ridiculous. Let them have some sense of clarity. Maybe that's what I'm looking for, clarity. Then, if they continue to choose that negative thought pattern, that's one thing. But I want to awaken people to the nonsense and make them look at what they're really saying and doing and then decide if they want to continue. I guess it's sheeple, like people call them sheep. I don't know. It confounds me. But that's what I want to pray for, because the only way America is going to be united is if people put down the hatred and the stupidity and this violence, which is totally anti-American. It's against our First Amendment. It's not, our First Amendment doesn't protect violence. So I'm just praying that clarity, a sense of reason, a sense of respect, decorum, a sense of knowing right from wrong, and honoring that there's a line in the sand that sometimes you just don't cross that line in the sand. You have to know right from wrong and have respect for yourself and respect for others. So thank you very much. That's my prayer. It's a big one, I know, but I don't know another way to describe it. Okay, thank you, Amelia.
Yes, thank you. I'd like to offer up a prayer for the children, the little people on this planet. There are some that know other way of life than being at war, living every day in fear of their lives, of their loved ones' lives, of not having food, shelter, and along in the same vein, there were many, many children that were present yesterday and the day before, and I can't imagine what's going through their minds, being exposed to violence and anger and fear. It's emotional abuse, it's psychological abuse, in some cases it's physical abuse, and I would just like to offer up a prayer for their protection, for their guardian angels to keep them safe, and again, to bring some light to the adults who are their caretakers, and realize the effect that it's having on these young people that are the future of tomorrow.
Okay.
Thank you for joining me in that prayer.
Thank you. What you're praying for is so important. A lot of people don't realize this, but these protesters for the inauguration and everything that's going on, people who don't keep up with the news, these people are being paid, truly being paid to be anarchists, okay? And the thing is, this is how bad it is here. They actually, George Soros and his thugs, the globalists, the New World Order people, set up camps, like kiddie camps, for the adults to go to teach them how to protest. They had there were 2, 3 and week long camps that they paid people's room, board, food, gave them clothing, shelter, And they were taught the chants, like 1, 2, 3, we were free, 4, 5, 6. They taught them the little chants, and they told them to just start screaming as loud as you can. If you don't have an answer, just start screaming and yelling at the top of your lungs. And to chant Nazis, KKK, Nazis, KKK, all of these things they were taught in a camp to do. Now, what does that tell you? I mean, the mentality of this is mind-boggling. But this is what we're up against. This is the spiritual war that we are up against. And these people don't realize that if you take down America, this whole entire planet is going to fall into darkness. We are still, with all our problems, the most powerful world power on the planet. We're vastly and very quickly fixing to drop down to the 4th, 5th, or 6th. But right now, we're still hanging in there. And if we fall with our sense of self-will, freedom, and self-determination and free will, if that falters, if that dies with the Republic of America, the entire planet will be thrust into darkness and chaos and total slavery by the globalists. And this is not melodrama. These are reality, harsh facts. So when you realize that's how much they have infiltrated our country to set up communist kitty camps for the protesters, they paid them food. They have undercover videos of it. You have undercover audio and videos where you can watch them doing this, teaching them their little songs and how to hold hands, and they chain themselves together. They threw bags of urine and feces at people. This is what they were taught in these camps. So this is why prayer, whether I don't care if you're Democrat or Republican, because at this point this has nothing to do with politics anymore. This has to do with human beings and America's and freedom for the world. Forget Republican, Independent, Democrats. Quit putting a label on it. These are good people coming together to fight these people who are wishing to oppress us, and 95% of them haven't got a clue what they're even arguing or protesting about. They're just puppets. So we have to realize we have got to be in prayer. If you've ever been a prayer person in your life, pray. If you've never, please start. Prayer warriors, I mean, there's my spirit, and I tell Amelia this, and most people they think I'm schizophrenic, but I'm telling you that at the very center of my being, at the core of my essence of my being, I'm always at peace. Nothing can ruffle me, and that part of me is on my knees praying 24/7, connected to Creator, to bring as much love and peace and light and knowledge to the world that I can, because you cannot change the world if people aren't educated. Because that's how we got into the problems that we're in. They're not educated. They're easily brainwashed. They're easily manipulated. So knowledge truly is power. So the more knowledge and truth that you bring to people, even though it makes people angry or some people hate you, they get nasty, the point is that goes into their brain. The computer of your brain never forgets it. It goes into their subconscious, and whether they agree with you or disagree with you, their spirit is going to resonate with truth. Their soul is going to resonate with the truthful words and ideas that you present to them. Whether they fight you and beat you up over it, that still hits the ears, hits the eyes, goes into the neurons of the brain, and it is stored in the subconscious part of the brain. And their soul, their spirit is going to acknowledge that and realize truth, and will try to start resonating to that vibration. So it's never, ever, ever a waste of time or energy or love or power to bring truth to people, even if it creates a fight, even if people cuss you out or don't like you or defriend you on Facebook or whatever you want to call it, block it. It doesn't matter, because once you've planted that seed of truth, the spirit knows the truth. And what you have done is create chaos in their psyche, and then the battle for their mind and heart and spirits within them already anyway. But what happens is when the truth is heard by the ears and the eyes, goes to the brain, and assimilates there, the spirit's going to start working on that to draw that truth out into that person. The spirit is going to start trying to raise the vibration of that person to resonate with the truth. And that spirit can have enough intervention and enough experiences of goodwill. Let's say that person who's full of anger and hate, let's say, okay, they're a Trump hater, and they hate everybody that has anything, a Republican, whatever. Let's just create a person here who's full of hate. Okay, they come across the protest, so they're out yelling and screaming at everybody, and they're fixing to walk into a Starbucks, and a bunch of people run ahead of them, and then one person stands back and opens the door and says, here, go ahead, and gives them a kind gesture, and they turn around and look, and that person's got a Trump T-shirt on. Every bit of that is in their psyche forever, and that's going to create a dissension within their spirit, that this person that they hate has just committed a kind gesture towards them, which doesn't make sense to the thought processes in their brain, but the spirit knows the truth and will raise and try. The spirit will do everything in its power to raise the vibration of the physical form. That's how we change the world. You cannot, like it says in the Bible, you can't shine your light and have your light and hide it under a bushel basket. You have to let your light shine. You have to say your truth. You have to be authentic to yourself. Because when you do that, if you don't do that, if you bite your tongue and you don't say to people how you really feel, you just tell them what they think that you think they want to hear, so it doesn't have a fight. One of my family members is that way. I love her more than life, but I swear to you, she will lie to you if she thinks that's what you want to hear, just so there's not a fight. That is not authentic. That is not truthful. I love her. I would kill or die for her, but that is not going to make a happy, healthy human being. So you have to speak your truth. You can yell it from the rooftops. You can write it in a piece of paper. You can just pray whatever your truth is. But the point is, you can't deny yourself your reality. You can't deny yourself your truth, or you will become ill. You'll become psychologically, emotionally, physically, spiritually, mentally ill. But I'm telling you right now, it's never a waste of 1 second of your time to be kind to other people, to show your truth and speak out. Get a megaphone if you have to and say, I love Trump, I hate this, I don't like that. Because whatever that vibration is, you're being truthful to yourself. The same conversely with these people that hate other people. You know, okay, now what I'm telling you is, let me back up. Please don't get a megaphone and say you hate somebody. That's not what I'm trying to say here. That didn't come out right. That didn't come out right. What I'm trying to say, it's just an analogy anyway, and I'm not doing a very good service. My point is, say your truth in a good way is my point, okay? Because how we combat the hatred and the anger and the rage is with the truth. That's the only way spiritual wars are won, are with the truth. And truth, a lot of times you're standing alone. A lot of times you may be the only person there. A lot of times you're the Lone Ranger standing up there speaking the truth. That's okay. Don't be intimidated. Be empowered by it. Okay, so I've totally lost count where we were. Whose turn is it now, Amelia?
Lisa, my dear.
Lisa?
Thank you, my dears. I would just like to pray that I do not get sick again for a I'm going into these classrooms and everybody's sick. And so the nurse that took care of me at the emergency room said I should wear a surgical mask.
I was just thinking that.
I know. I just, let's see, my prayer request would be that I'm healthy, that God, I'm connected with God in health, and I'll go quiet.
Okay, now listen to me. The way we
get
these problems like the flu or any kind of respiratory, it's from touching your eyes and touching your nose.
Okay.
So you make sure you take hand sanitizer with you, and if I don't care if your nose starts itching, do not rub your nose with your hands unless your hands have just been cleaned or you have a Kleenex. And don't rub your eyes or tear ducts, because that's where we get the flu, pneumonia, bronchitis. It all starts respiratory. It's through your eyes and your nose. So just remember that.
Okay. I thought I was following that, but I guess not. Okay, thank you for reminding me. I'll go quiet now. Thank you. And thank you, everybody, for that prayer support.
I wish you would wear one of those paper masks. I really do.
I think I'm going to stop at Walmart on the way to school and get some.
Yeah, who cares what people think? You know, over in Japan and places like that, they do it all the time. They're smarter than we are. Okay.
Yeah.
Anybody in chat have anything?
No.
Okay. I want to pray for everybody. Do we still have people in chat?
Nope.
Nobody?
Nobody in chat right now.
Okay. Well, I just want to pray for everyone who's part of this group, all the ones who aren't here, all the ones who are here. I just want to pray for this group of warriors that comes together and pray. I just want to pray for all of us. Thank you. Thank you all so much. I just want us all to be happy and healthy and feel the love and really know peace. That's what I'm praying for. Okay, Amelia?
I'm sorry, I'm laughing. If all of us could just be grateful and feel the love that we were born with and somehow regain the innocence and the purity that we have as children, we'd be on a better road right now. My prayer is, please, to God and our guardian angels and spirit guides to continue to shine the light on the truth and to keep us away from darkness, to allow the things that need to be disclosed to the people on this planet, and to give us the guidance and the wisdom to take the actions that we need to take to make this a more peaceful place for us all to live together.
Okay.
Thank you for joining me in that prayer.
Okay. Thank you. Lisa?
Well, this is a very selfish prayer. We had the heater blow out on us, and so I'm wanting to get the heater replaced, and that'd be my prayer request.
Okay.
Thank you, everybody, for joining me in that prayer.
Sure, thank you. I just like to pray that I find the right lender. I'm still looking for the right person to help me out here. So, otherwise, I'm going to be homeless, which I refuse to believe that would ever happen, but that's where I am. So, I'm just praying for the correct lender to come across. Thank you.
Yes, yes.
Thank you all so much. Okay, Amelia?
I'm sorry. I don't have anything right at this moment.
No, I'm in a weird place tonight. I'm just in a weird place. I haven't had much sleep in the last few nights, and my heart's skipping beats, and I just feel kind of weak tonight. So how about you, Lisa?
Well, I would like to make a prayer that Lena, and I know we prayed for people that had been here and people that are here, but Lena and everybody that's been here, and you, Pat, and Amelia, and me, and everybody gets what they want, everything that they want and they need. And in connection with God. Now go quiet.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. I don't know. I just want to, I don't know. I'm going to pass it to you, Amelia.
It's I think it's a difficult time for everybody, and I guess my prayer would be to help each one of us out individually. What's going on the planet, in the country, in the universe right now is affecting all of us tremendously, and I think a lot of us feel out of balance, and especially those people like Lisa and yourself that are awakened and see things that a lot of others don't see necessarily. Face it, everybody has their own perception, and their perception is their reality. So my prayer would be to open up the minds of the folks out there, to give them the vision to change their perception of things, and bring us to a better balance and in more harmony with each other, especially people that are of the light, because I think with everything that's going on now that's not really within our control, it's throwing us a little off kilter. So that would be my prayer. Thank you for joining me in that prayer. It also lowers our immune systems, Lisa. It's funny when you were talking before. Any stress that you might be feeling or imbalance, and I'm not saying, obviously you've been around people that might be ill, but sometimes, you know, when things aren't going right, throws our balance and our immune systems off.
You're so totally right. I totally agree with you.
Right. Okay, Lisa, you have any more prayer requests? Do you have another one?
Well, my prayer request would be that I feel that I open up to the Spirit of God, and then I stay connected with the Spirit of God. That'd be my prayer request, especially during these next several days in class. I don't want to be impatient with how we sit around so idly at times, and that we're, I just really want to be in the moment and appreciate God and stay connected with God at all times. Thank you, Uncle Client. Thank you very much for that prayer support.
Thank you. I want to pray for our Earth again. Yesterday we had a large earthquake. Yeah?
I'm sorry, I didn't want to interrupt you. We had two callers that have just joined us, and I didn't know whether or not.
Let's go ahead and bring them on, and then I'll go ahead and my prayer, and we'll be in good order then.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Christine, is that you?
Yes, it is. Hi, everyone.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
I'm okay. Thanks.
Okay, and I'm sorry, I don't recognize the number. It's from area code 901. Hello?
Hi.
Hey, who's this?
This is Marissa.
Marissa? Okay, well, thanks for joining us. Thank you so much. Welcome here.
Thank you.
if what we're doing, you'll see, I'm going to go ahead and what we do, anything, there's nothing off limits here. You pray whatever you want to pray for, okay? And then when you feel the prayer's over with, whether it's 5 seconds, 10 seconds, 20 seconds, just say thank you, and we'll go to the next person. We'll get you in just a couple minutes, okay? I'm going to go ahead and that way we can kind of keep this going. And what I want to pray for, please, everybody, I want to pray for our earth. Christina's got me addicted to Dutch scents, which I mentioned last week. So I no longer have to worry about Mother Earth giving me earthquake or volcanic eruption predictions. He's doing it for me. It's kind of a relief. But yesterday we had one of the largest we've had in a long time, is an 8.0 magnitude by Papua New Guinea. And any time that happens, we're just having huge earthquakes and volcanic eruptions all over the planet. And also, the Earth shields are down. The scientists have measured that, once again, right now as we're speaking, there was huge winds at my house today, and that's because our cosmic winds from the sun creates a protective shield called solar winds, okay? And that will blow away, like, radiation from us. Well, that's not working. And actually, the radiation is so powerful, they're talking about we can have genetic defects in our DNA with our reproductive organs right now. And melanoma. That's how incredibly intense the radiation is. So I do believe people with chronic diseases and illnesses, that's why we're experiencing lethargy, fatigue, pain, increased pain, and just some apathy here. It's because we're being bombarded with radiation from the solar system. So I just want to pray for our earth that we can keep healing the electromagnetic shield around the earth to heal the aura of the earth, to give it protection, because that's affecting everyone on the planet. I think it's really affecting me. I truly do. So that's my prayer, that we help the earth be protected from all of this cosmic energy that's hitting the earth. I know that sounds like tenfold, but it's scientific fact. Okay, thank you. Thank you all so much. I appreciate that. Okay, Christina?
Yes. Hi. Thank you so much, everyone. I'd like to pray for my brother, my younger brother, Andy, passed away unexpectedly yesterday.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, thank you. To be honest, I don't know really if I'm processing it, but I'd really like to send some healing and prayers to him, wherever he is, and everyone connected with him. Thank you all very much.
Okay.
So sorry for your loss.
Thank you. Thank you all very much.
Thank you. Do you have someone related to you or a friend that's on a respirator? Or that's sick in the hospital with pneumonia or respiratory?
No, he had a tube for a very short time, though.
Oh, he did have a breathing tube?
Yeah, he choked.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I think that's kind of what you meant.
I was in a tube with a respirator. Okay.
Well, there could be some doubts in the family, yeah.
I'm so sorry. Okay.
Thank you.
Goodness. Okay, we'll keep praying. Marissa?
Yes. I want to pray for healing and good health for my father and my husband and my son, and as well as myself and my sister, as well as for my family to be in a better financial position. And for good health and for positivity to come through, and also to be able to connect better with my mother.
Okay, and she's still here?
On the other side. No.
Side? Okay, all right. Thank you so much. Whenever you feel the prayer, you'll feel the energy when we start praying. You'll feel the energy, and then when you feel like it's kind of waning, just say thank you and we'll go on, okay? But
okay.
We're happy you called. Am I saying your name right, Marissa?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much. Who's Maria? Do you know Maria?
I don't.
Okay. That name came through really, really, Maria came through real strongly. Okay, thank you. Okay, Amelia?
Hi, yes. My deepest condolences to you, Christina. When something like that happens so unexpectedly.
Thank you.
You can't feel unless you feel like they've been snatched out of your arms. And my heart goes out to you. I had said, asked for a prayer earlier because some family and some close friends have lost dear loved ones over the last few months, and they've been constantly in my prayers. And if I have your permission, I'd like to add you and your family in my prayers. When something like that happens so unexpectedly, you're at a loss because no one ever, even if someone is very ill for a long period of time, you can't adjust to it, but you feel like they've been snatched from you. You didn't have the opportunity to say goodbye. So if it's okay with you, you'll be in my prayers and your brother Andy for his safe journey into his new life.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Amelia. That's really kind of you. Absolutely.
You said Andy, right?
Yes.
Andy, okay.
Thank you all for joining me in that prayer.
Thank you. You know, Christina, when I was first started working as a nurse when I was, 20 years old, 21, however old I was, I went straight into surgical intensive care from nursing school. I mean, talk about jumping into the frying pan. And
yeah.
I ever worked was SICU or ICU, ER, OR, recovery room, rape crisis. I did all the adrenaline jobs. And that's one of the very first things I learned that was really hard for me was that when it's someone's time to go, when God says come home, you go. You know, doctors are there, EMTs, we're there to keep that body going if possible. But everyone's spirit, God, is the only one who knows when it's their time. And once you've taught everything you need to teach, and once you've learned whatever it is you came here to learn, then God takes you home. And that's so hard for humans we want to hold on forever. I mean, we've all experienced grief, but that is the one thing as a nurse I really came to realize, that I don't have control over these patients, that we can give antibiotics, we can do wound care, we can take care of that physical body, but no matter what happens, when God says time to go, you go, no matter what the doctors and nurses have to say about it. So we're really there just as caretakers and supporters. And that was probably one of the biggest lessons I ever learned as a nurse, was having to let go.
Wow.
Just realize, no accident when it comes to a spirit leaving. There are no accidents at all. And so that was just his way. That was God's way of saying it's time to go. So
yeah.
I know that doesn't make it feel any better, but to me it always brought me peace and comfort. Because we always want to know why. It's because he learned and taught everything he had to do, his mission's accomplished. So it's kind of like, as long as you're still on the planet, your mission's not accomplished yet.
Yeah, I believe that too.
But his mission was accomplished. Okay, thank you so much. Okay, Lisa?
Yeah, I just want to offer my condolences for your brother Andy passing. Really sorry. And I would like to ask for prayer support, please, that I am guided to do the correct thing for myself in regard to my family of origin, and making a phone call to one of the people there, that I just do the right thing that is right for me. And I'll go quiet, and thank you in advance for helping me with that prayer.
Okay, thank you.
And thank you, everybody, for that support on the prayer.
Well, thank you so much. Okay, Amelia, we've got some new callers. You want to bring them on, and then we're going to go to Marissa. After we bring on the callers, we'll go to Marissa.
Here we have the caller from area code 917. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, who's this?
Hi, this is Anna.
Hey, Anna, how are you? Hadn't talked to you in a while. Good for you. I'm glad you called. You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Oh, good. Well, thank you so much. Okay, just hang on, okay? We're going to go to the next another caller, and then we'll be to you in just a few minutes, okay?
Yeah. And I just connected with area code 609. Hello?
Hello.
Hey, who's this?
Hi, my name's Susan. This is my first time listening to your show and calling in.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Susan. Yeah, the more prayers, the better. I'll just give you a quick little rundown of what we're doing here. We've got about 12 minutes left, so I want to get everybody's prayers in. There's no right or wrong. You just pray for whatever you want to pray for. We go quiet, and you'll see we've got a couple people ahead of you, and we'll just, as soon as you feel the prayers over, just say thank you. If it's 5 seconds, 20 seconds, however long, you'll feel the energy shift. When people are praying, you'll feel it, and then just say thank you, and we'll go to the next person. So thank you so much for calling. Okay, we're going to go to Marissa then. Are you there,
Hello?
Marissa?
Yes, I am.
Hey. Okay, do you have another prayer request?
I don't know. I mean, you took one of my prayer requests, so...
Okay, well, you're more than welcome just to hang on and pray with us, and something may come to you. Just like me, a little while ago, I passed because I kind of went blank.
Okay, I was surprised for you to come back around to me. So.
Thank you. Okay, Anna?
Okay, hi. I'm I would like to pray for my well-being and a new job and health. Please.
You said in health?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Anna. I just want to put a prayer out there to all of our police officers around the country. You know, they have a really hard job, and their families sacrifice, they sacrifice. So I'd just like to put a prayer out to all of our law enforcement across this great country, that they're protected, that they have perseverance, and that they find peace with their jobs. And that's what I want to pray for, protection for these guys and gals. They put their life on the line for us, and they don't even know us. They'll be the first ones to run into a building and try to pull you out before the fire department gets there. So I just want to pray for all of our – well, let's pray for firefighters too, all the police, firefighters, EMTs, the frontline people. That's what I'd like to pray for. Thank you so much. Thank you all so much. Okay, Susan?
Yes.
You have a prayer request?
I do. I'd like to pray for mental, emotional clarity and for healing with, I'm living with stage 4 metastatic breast cancer for several years now. So, yeah. But I've had issues before that, so just trying to, you know, figure out which way to go. So any prayer would be
great.
Well,
we're going to pray for your healing and for your clarity of mind, heart, and spirit, and love to come to you in healing. Okay. Just whenever you feel the prayer is over, just say thank you, and we'll go on to the next, okay?
Okay.
Thank you so much for that. All right.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. I just want to throw something in here. I'm a registered nurse, so I'm not diagnosing, okay?
That's okay.
But I'm also been in the healing arts most of my life. I used to own a herb shop and bookstores and things like that. So one thing I want to pass on, most people don't realize this, and you probably know this, but cancer cannot survive in an alkaline condition.
Mm-hmm.
It grows in an acidic condition. So if you would, you probably already know about if there's an alkaline diet you can get on to get your system back to an alkaline state instead of an acid state. I mean, cancer cells will literally starve to death and die if they're in an alkaline situation. I mean, that's what Native Americans have used. That's what ancient cultures have used to change people's diets. I'm not saying it's a cure-all, but it is to help get your immune system built back up and to slow down any cancer cells that are reproducing. So that's just something to think about. I just want to pass that along to you. Okay, thank you so much. Okay, Amelia?
You know, we've just got a little more than 6 minutes left, so I'm going to just support whatever prayers need to be offered from this point on.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Lisa. Are you on mute?
Oh, gosh. I'm sorry. It takes me so long to get off mute. I'm supporting the prayers right now. Thank you very much. I'm so happy.
Okay, thanks, Lisa. Okay, Christina?
Yeah, I'd like to offer prayer for all of you wonderful people on the line listening and participating in your own ways.
Well, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, Christina. Okay, Marissa?
Yes.
Did you have another prayer request? It can be about anything, your dog, cat, a plant, the earth, anything you want to pray about. I pray for protection for our earth, our soldiers, for people to have love in their hearts. You know, there's nothing's off limits here, just anything that's on your heart.
I pray for strength to get through my divorce and come out better for it. And I pray for peace for myself and for this country. And I pray for our rights, all human rights, to be sustained and kept sacred and not destroyed.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, Anna?
Yes?
Do you have another prayer request?
I pray that stay away from sugar. That I abstain from sugar.
Okay. I'm only laughing because I'm sitting here with chocolate and a Dr. Pepper right here, Bob.
Uh-oh.
No. Okay. Okay. Did you know, thank you very much for that prayer. Did you know, I'm sure you know this, most people know this, but with sugar or any kind of change in your diet, if you kind of slowly went off of about a three-day period, it's less of a shock to your system and you don't get the sugar jitters and the sugar withdrawal. So that really helps if you just kind of start cutting back, and then by the third day, by the fourth day, you're on zero. That really helps.
Okay.
Susan? Susan, do you have any more prayer requests? Or do you want us to pray for your healing some more, send you some more energy? Is she there, Amelia? Is she on mute or doing off? I think she dropped. It just said she just dropped off.
No.
Yeah.
She's just with us.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I want to pray for all of our people. We've only got 2 minutes left, but I want to pray for all of our Jackies. There's like 4 Jackies, and Evie and Lena. We've already prayed for Lena. I just want to pray for the people who are always here, mind, heart, and spirit, because I get private messages that they're praying, even though they may not come on the show, that they've been sending prayers and energy. I just want to thank everyone. Put a love and light of protection all around each and every one of us. And our highest good be met, that we can find our highest good and accept that. Thank you. Thank you all so much. Christina, is your mother still on the planet?
Yes, she is.
Was she close to Andy, or was there a bond there?
It's a very different relationship. Andy was, I guess as you would say, autistic. So he had like a, you know, another mom really, too. So very close to the family.
Okay, because I just feel he just showed me squeezing his mother's hand that she's in total shock. And he was squeezing her hand, telling her, it's okay, I'm okay, it's really good, it's really good, I'm okay, I'm okay. So whichever woman that is, that was his mother figure for him, that was his message. That he's actually, not that you're asking, but, you know, whatever they show me, I tell. I've only got 20 seconds left. I feel like he's already gone to spirit. You know, a lot of people, it takes them a while to get to spirit. Back, he's already gone to spirit. So he was really... a special little soul here.
Yeah, he really was. Big lessons.
really kind of pure. So he's really good. He just doesn't want anybody to cry and suffer, but especially that woman. He's squeezing her hand till her hand's turning blue. But anyway, I love you all. We got 3 seconds. Y'all have a great week.
Thank you. Love you.
Love you, everyone.
Be well.
Love everybody.
Love you all. Take care.
Take care.
Thank you.
Love you all.
Support.
Bless the thief and the children. Been
shine.